This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 Joycast. In this Joycast, you'll hear a summary of the weekly program. Due to copyright restrictions, the music has been edited to make this Joycast possible. For more information about the music played during the show, please visit the blog at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of The Fool and the Opera, the show where it is opera for beginners by beginners, and we play you quite an eclectic and slightly bizarre mix of remixes, remix, and traditional opera. It's not your average opera program. I am your host, Dan Vo, and of course I make up the fool part of The Fool and the Opera, and together we kind of go on a journey to learn about all things operatic. And today, well, the theme for today is adoring fans, young ways, and variations on a dream. On the show today, we actually talk with winner of Australia's Got Talent, a young lad named Mark Vincent, about his rising career and his chart-busting album. He's actually put the single Nessun Dorma back on the ARIA charts, which is quite amazing, through his album Mio Visione, or if you'd like to translate it, it's My Dream. So we'll be talking with Vincent about his grandfather, how he influenced his life and musical tastes, and also the fact that despite being quite a young man, a young Vincent, of course, he can actually proudly sing the great Frank Sinatra number, My Way. So what about the variations on a dream and the theme? Well, of course, we're going to play a few different versions of, well, interpretations as well, of the Insomniac's Anthem, which is Nessun Dorma, which translates to None Shall Sleep. Now, the setup is, of course, it's from the opera Turandot, which is a great Puccini opera. He's last, in fact. And the story goes, the guy's about to, you know, he's the main character, and he's a prince, and he wants to marry the princess, of course, as all princes wish to do. Well, maybe not all princes. We know that there's some princes that like to run off with other princes. But in this particular instance, it's a prince going after a princess, and she's actually quite a bloodthirsty princess and wants his head chopped off. And so he's set her a challenge: if you can guess my name by the end of the night, well, in that case, I will submit and you can chop my head off. But if you can't get it, well, you're going to have to marry me. So that's quite an interesting little riddle to be placing in front of somebody. And, being a princess, decides that no one in the kingdom shall sleep until the answer is found. Thus, the name of the aria. And it's one of the most famous songs. When Pavarotti passed away, I think it was last year, it was one of the most played arias of all time, in terms of, you know, it is probably one of the most recognisable ones as well. And in this next particular track, you know that I like to start the show with a bit of an interesting track to get you thinking about how opera, I suppose, relates to contemporary life and just everyday people. Well, in this particular one, it's a Malcolm McLaren track, so it's 80s. It's as contemporary as I can get today. It's from a track called Fans. Malcolm McLaren is a gentleman who is quite well known in the music industry. He's done quite a few things. One of the things, of course, is the fact that he was able to merge 80s pop and opera together and make some quite interesting songs. And this particular one is a very wonderful one. And it's actually quite strange at the same time as well. The first theme of today is, of course, adoring fans. This one is a fan that might be a little bit too adoring. So this track is Fans. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
It took me 3 hours to write it. Just to say that I really and truly love you. Love always. Yours truly. And it don't sound so good. I think I'll start all over again.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Of course, that was Malcolm McLaren with Fans, with a very, very adoring fan. I think stalker is the appropriate term there. Now, of course, we've got a text in from Jerry, who has just sent me some trivia about Malcolm McLaren. Now, we've talked about Malcolm McLaren before, and one of the interesting things, of course, is that he invented Vogue before Madonna did. And, you know, my connection with the word Vogue is I've got a friend who calls me Vogue, and he always thought that my name was Dan Vogue as opposed to Vogue, which is, you know, ultimately funny because he always now goes, "Hi, Dan Vogue, Vogue, Vogue." Vogue-esque style. Now, before managing the Sex Pistols, Malcolm McLaren had taken control of New York Dolls, and within a year, the Dolls had who had been a very successful pronto punk band in New York glam scene. They were finished, but among his innovations, the things that he got them to do was to dress up in red leather outfits on a stage bedecked with Soviet flags and pictures of Marx and Lenin, which is quite interesting. If you've got some strange trivia that you'd like to send in, you can always do so by SMS 0427JOY949. If you've got a crackberry, it's 0427569949. You can give Jerry a call. 96992949 is the number. And there's also the email onair@joy.org.au. So many ways to get in touch with us. Now, as I said before, I did get in touch with Mark Vincent and have a chat with him about his new album, which is doing really well on the ARIA charts. And in fact, you know, for a classical-based album to hit so high up, it's quite good. That's not, of course, the guy, the Viennese guy who plays the violin. What's his name again? With the long hair. He's terrible. Anyway, I'm going to play you the the interview highlights with Mark Vincent. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Mark Vincent at 15 is a young man with a big future ahead. He's already the winner of Australia's Got Talent and has been signed to a big record label. And he joins me today to talk about his Visione, or his latest album, My Dream. Thanks for joining me on the show, Mark.
Hello, Danny.
Now, you're 15, so you're still at school.
Yes.
What class are you skipping at the moment to talk to me?
Well, now I'm in Year 10, of course, and there's so much work in Year 10, this doesn't stop. Comes in, it's very hard to keep up with, but, you know, I've got to do my best to keep on with my school studies, as well as making a singing career at the same time.
Yeah, well, a big superstar, yet you still have to do your math homework.
Oh, yes, you still got to do your math homework, your English homework, your history homework, your Italian homework, your science homework, it just doesn't end. Yeah, so much homework, but, you know, I guess it's only what, you know, to make Year 10 for the best of it, I guess, and just, you know, sort of cop it in the face, because you can only be in Year 10 once, and, you know, just take this chance as it comes, I guess.
Surely you'd have people to do all that homework for you by now, though.
Oh, no, I have to do it myself. I wish that could be possible, but the law is you got to do your homework by yourself, and yes, I do get help from my mum and my aunties and all that, but at the same time, it's my responsibility.
Now, let's talk about your family a little bit more, because I understand that your whole journey with opera sort of started with your grandfather.
Yes, well, it all started with my late grandfather, Bruno Riccio. He owned his own restaurant in Sutherland, and he used to play the Andrea Bocelli CDs, and one song popped up, Time to Say Goodbye. And just for a joke, he said to me, "Mark, you know, just sing a couple bars off this song." And I sang a couple bars, and he goes, "Oh, my goodness me. He goes, what a voice." And he goes, "I'm going to take you straight to singing lessons." So it kicked off straight from there. I was teached professionally. I'd changed for about six teachers, and it was a bit of a journey, I guess.
And that was around about 9, wasn't it? So that's about 6 years ago?
Yes.
So it's about a six-year journey now, right almost to the top, because you're almost at the top of the ARIA charts, which is extraordinary. Number 3.
I know. I'm number one. I'm number one in Australia, but out of all the other artists, Michael Jackson's one. Yeah, I'm very happy. But, you know, I was expecting to be in the top 20.
Yeah.
Let alone being in the top 3. I think it's just amazing. And being in the top 2 as well, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, next to Michael Jackson, that's got to be a huge, just an amazing experience.
Oh, yes, it is. It's an amazing experience. You know, I just enjoyed the ride, and it was amazing.
What is it about opera that appeals to you?
I'm not into the real opera. I really like pop opera, for instance, or Devo, how they modernized like songs like Caruso. And they made it this beautiful classic, you know, with lovely violins, the whole orchestra, you know. And all that. I meet you forever.
Yeah.
All that sort of singers I'm into. Andrea Bocelli, he's got a bit of a pop style to his music. Fantastic. So it's opera and pop are very different altogether. See, and that's why I really, for opera, I love it because it's very meaningful. It tells a story, which is fantastic.
And in particular, the number one track on your album is an incredibly well-known opera track. It's Nessun Dorma, which is the song for insomniacs. Yeah. And when you were singing that, what sort of spin were you trying to put on it to kind of put your stamp on it?
Well, for instance, at the start, it starts, Nessun Dorma, it starts really loud and very, very forward and out there. I wanted to sort of soften it up, very, very sort of made it breathy at the start. And then I gave it a massive, you know, sort of built it up and gave it a massive ending. Because I wanted it to go somewhere, you know what I mean? And see, I wanted to express my inner self feelings into the song, because it means nobody sleeps. And if you hear the story, it's about a man, he's ready to get his head chopped off, you know? it's pretty freaky. And at the end, vincitor, which means I win, I win, I win. So yeah, it's a pretty amazing song, and it's very well known in the charts.
It's also very apt to have someone saying, I win as well, you being the winner of Australia's Got Talent as well.
Oh, yes, you know, it's very similar to my life story with Australia's Got Talent, doing a CD. I've won, you know, I've won Australia's Got Talent. My dream has won to do a CD. And yeah, it's very similar to my life.
On The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and that's Mark Vincent with his version of Nessun Dorma, one of the most sung arias ever. If you're a male and you can sing, at some point or another, you have to attempt to sing that. It's like, I don't know, singing I Touch Myself by the Divinals at karaoke night. You know, it's just one of those songs that just everyone attempts. Now, of course, Mark Vincent, I should have mentioned the fact that the quality of that recording is quite interesting. It sounds like he's in the middle of a restaurant as he's being interviewed by us, but it's just, yeah, so you just have to bear with that. Now, you can send in your thoughts on what you think his voice is like to 0427JOY949, or you can phone 96192949. We've got Moonwalk and Jerry on the front desk, ready to take your call and to moonwalk around the office for our pleasure, and also the email onair@joy.org.au. We've had some very interesting pictures sent in, just to keep Nick and myself entertained. Nick, of course, thank you very much for doing the news, because he's a man of many talents. He does the IT support here and also many other things. So now I'm going to play a little bit more of the interview with Mark Vincent, and you're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Would you consider actually working in opera itself?
No. Maybe I like to do the Phantom of the Opera.
Yep.
Love Phantom. I love to do Jekyll and Hyde. Love Jekyll and Hyde. And if I ever did an opera, it would be a Puccini one. I would love to be the man who sees a princess who's going to get his head chopped off. The man who sings Nessun Dorma. I'd love to be that part one day.
Is there anything that you'd like to work to? Because your voice is still quite young, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, like, a man's voice has matured to the age of, like, 35, 40. It takes a very long time to mature, and there is a lot of growing to do in my voice, and still it's still very young, and you've got to cherish it. You can't have a force that you can look after it.
Mm.
But, you know, there's plenty to come. Like, for instance, like, there's a lot of hard songs out there that I sort of pull back, because I know it's a hard song for such a young age like me, 15.
You start off as a boy soprano, so at some point your voice would have broken.
Well, that's correct. When I was about 12 or 13, I was a boy soprano, and then at the age of 14, my voice changed altogether. It became sort of richer, and it started maturing. Now, I'm finally a tenor, which is fantastic, and I've been waiting for this day to come for a very long time, and you know, I'm one of the lucky ones, because a lot of people whose voice changes, they never have a voice, so God blessed me, thank God, touch wood.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you kind of got through that awkward period with not so much trauma then.
Oh, yes, I'm really happy I got through that period of time, that my voice, you know, is matured really well, and you know, it's well looked after, and it's amazing.
What's it like singing with the orchestra band?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. that big sound from, you know, the conductors conducting, you hear that big sound from the orchestra, it just gives you goosebumps. It's just extraordinary. It's an amazing feeling. You've got to know, to be a singer, you've got to know the feeling. Words can't explain how extraordinary it is.
Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind My Way as well, which you sang with the orchestra?
Well, My Way was a dedication to my late grandfather, Bruno Riccio. It was his favourite song, and he always said to me, when I pass away, I want you to sing that at my funeral. So I thought I'll just give him a little tribute to him, because a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, My Way's a bit young for you, you shouldn't sing My Way. Yes, they are right, it is young for me, but it's not for me, the song. It's for him. That's why I put on there. It's in the CD. It's a tribute to my grandfather.
And in terms of talking about your way, Mark, what do you think is going to be coming your way in the future? What do you expect to do from here?
Well, hopefully, you know, I want to keep singing. I want to still make more CDs. I want to have a long-lasting career. You know, I want to experience life out there of how it is to be a professional performer. And I want to, you know, travel the world. You know, I want to go around Australia. I want to do bigger and better things.
I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Then he has not to save the things he truly feels and not the world.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, where it's young people music at... No, wait, it's old people music. Oh, God, I can't believe I got my own tagline wrong. It's old people music at young people volume. It's, well, and this kind of proves it. Mark Vincent is incredibly young. He's 15 and he's still in year 10. And he's singing songs that are, you know, quite usually sung by much more mature people. And he does them really well. He's actually got quite an amazing voice. So I think it was only, what, you mentioned that around about 12, his voice broke. So he's only had 3 years with his voice. And he's already being able to do some pretty extraordinary stuff with it. So good on him. And I've got a message in from Grant. It says, my God, what a voice. And at such a young age. So wish my voice was a tenor. So that's from Grant from Melbourne. So thanks very much for texting, Grant. If you'd like to text in, you can do so. 0427JOY949 is the number. There's the phone, 96992949. There's also the email onair@joy.org.au. I'd love to hear from you. And you actually want to keep the phone number in mind. So it's 96992949. If you're calling from interstate, it's 03-9699-2949. If you're calling from international, it's +61 3 9 6 9 9 2 9 4 9. And why do you want to keep that number in mind? Well, it's because we've actually got an album, Mark Vincent's album, My Dream, Mio Visione, to give away. So you've been hearing a few tracks from it. There's going to be one third part of the interview left to go. So we'll give the CD away after that. So stay tuned and you could be one of our Lucky Joy winners. So here's the third part of my interview with Mark Vincent. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Now, you're a big superstar now, so, of course, tell me a little bit about your day now, because, of course, it wouldn't be the average, you know, going to school sort of day for you, would it?
No, you know, you get people coming up to you and saying, oh, congratulations, Mark, I'm a big fan, you know, everyone wants your autograph, everyone wants your picture. Yes, it is hard to cope with, but, you know, it's I love it, it's fantastic.
And imagine all the girls would be fawning after you now as well.
Oh, yeah, they love it, they enjoy it, they... Oh, Mark, we're a big fan, Mark, can you go out with us? You know, you get a lot of that at school.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to finish up by just asking you, of all the tracks on the CDs, you know, I imagine that you got to choose what to sing.
Oh, yes, you know, it was a hard choice. And luckily, me and Sony Music and Chong Lim, the producer of my CD and the conductor, fantastic man, he wanted to put songs in the CD that people... Yumi Four from Australia's Got Talent. We wanted to put popular songs on there that people would enjoy. And luckily, it passed through like flying colours, which I'm very happy. I really wanted an Unchained Melody. I really loved that song. It was a special version. It was very similar to Ildeva's version, but a bit different. And it was amazing. And every time I listen to it, it's just extraordinary. It's breathtaking. It's one of my favourite songs on the CD.
Well, the CD is amazing and completely breathtaking. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me on your radio show. Thank you.
I need your love. Godspeed your love. To me.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. And that was Unchained Melody, the track that, Elvis Presley, I think, is the person that I know sang it. Back in 77, I think, was the year that it was released. So, yeah, beautiful track sung by Mark Vincent. And I've got a very special guest in the studio at the moment, Petro.
Special. Yeah. Hey, Dan, how you going?
Petro, tell us about your program very quickly.
The Sound Museum. Mm-hmm. It's on every Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. And basically, it's a showcase of what's happening in the music industry from week to week. So we go through the charts every week. We go through the latest industry headlines. We go through artist news. We've got the Queer Spotlight where we showcase queer performances. And we try to showcase a variety of music. We had you a couple of weeks ago on the show. You co-presented while Jono was away. And we had a bit of an opera theme with that show.
It was a bit of an exciting show to talk about, you know, things that I suppose the behind the scenes, the industry, the stuff that, you know, you don't otherwise know about.
Yeah, definitely. And when I had you on the show, it was very interesting because obviously I come from a pop background. You come from an opera background, and you know, Jono, who's my regular co-host, would know nothing about opera. So to have you, it really brought an interesting element to the show because you've got that knowledge.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it was really interesting also mixing our genres together, the pop with the opera, the pop bra kind of thing.
Well, it's actually, you know, ideally why we've got you here, because I mean, in terms of the knowledge, I've got to confess, I've got pretty limited knowledge, and it's
compared to me, no.
But it's from people like you who kind of point out little things to me. Like, I didn't know that Mark Vincent sort of existed because I don't watch TV, blah, blah, blah. You know, everything that I consume is from, you know, the cultural world of the 15th century. So,
well, yeah, I remember a little promo CD came into the Joy Studios. And, Mark Vincent, he was the winner of this year's Australia's Got Talent. And he's only 15 years old. So, when I listened to the track that was on it, I think it was Time to Say Goodbye.
Mm.
Yeah. And we ended up playing it, and it was our first episode. We ended up playing it to close the show off because I thought, you know, it was very fitting, the title. And when I heard him singing this track, which is an absolute classic, I thought, oh my God, this boy is 15 years old and his voice is so mature and so you just would never have picked it up. Well, I would never have picked it up because, you know, maybe someone from an opera background would have. But to me, I was quite overwhelmed. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think when I was 15, all I was tackling with was acne problems. Whereas
exactly.
He's tackling some pretty amazing repertoire.
And the album is doing very well in the Australian charts. I think it's reached number 2 on the Australian charts. So, there, it's great to see an opera act doing so well. I'm sure you're very happy about that.
I am. Well, I've always said that, you know, there's a specific opera track for every type of show. So, I'm glad that there was something for your show as well. But tell me, what does it mean to actually be high up on the ARIA charts? Like, is that a significant thing still?
Oh, definitely. Well, the ARIA charts are the national charts, and they encompass, you know, all artists from all record labels and things like that. So, and he's been awarded a platinum certification, which means 70,000 copies have been shipped or sold to the record stores and then to the consumers. So, he's doing very well for himself. And, you know, these days, charts and record sales, they're what keeps your career afloat. So, it's good to see that he's got a good start off. Obviously, you know, his exposure on Australia's Got Talent has given him that lift off.
Mm. I mean, the other thing that we were talking about earlier before, and I couldn't remember the gentleman's name, the Viennese violinist from with the long hair, Andre Rieu.
Oh, yes.
He's kind of dominated the ARIA charts classical-wise for...
He has.
Especially during Mother's Day period.
Oh God, yeah. All his albums re-enter the top 10, and you should see the DVD because he's got so many. He's got this huge line of DVDs out, like absolute. He's got dozens of them, and they fill up the DVD charts every week. It's just crazy mayhem. Like, everyone's hooked on Andre Rieu DVDs. I don't know what's up with that.
I was going to ask you that because I find him really unappealing.
I don't find him appealing. I think it's another demographic that find him. Apparently, he's a sex symbol for the over 60s. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Mm. Very interesting. And in terms of, you know, if I wanted to, you know, record my own classical track and get it up there, is it just about exposure these days? Is it just about making, you know, having a broad audience, like through a pop medium such as TV and Australia's?
I think, well, this is actually something that we've also discussed in terms of breaking acts, the internet. Maybe you don't need TV. Maybe you don't need radio. Maybe all you do need is the internet, or at least the internet to give you that exposure. You know, recording your own stuff in your bedroom or putting it on MySpace has been so worthwhile for so many acts. I mean, I know Lily Allen, she began her music career simply putting demos up on MySpace. She wasn't even really interested in, you know, having a full-on career, but it became so popular and so many people added her as a friend on MySpace that, you know, the record company took notice and signed her up, and now she's, you know, selling multi-platinum records. So, you know, I think, you know, if you're really keen, try and record your own demos, whether it's in a professional studio or just, you know, in your own room. Upload them to MySpace and just try to gain a following from there and, you know, create a Facebook group or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting point, because it reminds me of, there's a group, Australian group called Blake, who do sort of operatic versions of popular tunes, sort of in the vein of your Mark Vincent or I suppose your 1010ers sort of stuff. And that they actually met via MySpace as well. They, all four of them, kind of just met each other via what they kind of listened to each other's music before they thought, hey, let's actually form. So is that sort of something that is becoming, is it already like popular, or is that something that's coming more and more popular, do you think?
Oh, it's definitely becoming more and more popular, but I think, yeah, in the last 5 years, it's definitely taken off. I mean, those sites are a great tool for networking, you know, hooking up with songwriters and producers that maybe not well known, but want to, you know, collaborate and work together. And you can come up with something really amazing just by, you know, networking with different people. So, yeah, I think, you know, the internet's definitely helped. And you can also, you know, you can record your own performances and put them up on YouTube and do it that way. I mean, there's just so many avenues. It's really great. And, you know, it's so much easier now with, you know, online music source to, you know, instead of having, if you want to put your stuff on iTunes and stuff like that, you know, not having to go through that long manufacturing and costly manufacturing process of making CDs and that kind of thing. Mm. It's so much easier to upload your work now and, you know, get people to pay for downloads.
Well, I must admit as well, of course, a lot of my research is done with iTunes first.
Mm.
Wiki is another sort of good tool for that sort of thing. But you've got a few other sort of music-based social networking sites, isn't there? There's a radio, Last FM.
Last FM, yeah. That's another one where you basically sign up an account and it keeps track record of all your listening habits. And was it with you that I discussed Last FM?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And yeah, Last FM is great because if you're someone who's keen on opera and a lot of opera artists feature in your listening habits, what Last FM will do is it'll link you to, it'll recommend you artists that you may not have already noticed, but are of the same genre that might be other opera performances and stuff like that. And yeah, Last FM is great because you can basically talk to other people who have the same musical taste as you and discuss, you know, music, artists, songs, that kind of thing. So I think it's great to be able to kind of socially meet up with other people who share similar musical tastes with you, no matter what musical taste you have. There's well, always going to be someone that's got something in common.
Yeah, or not in common.
Ours
is a very low compatibility.
That's what we were saying. On Last FM, when you click on another user's page, it gives you a compatibility rating. I always get that word there. Compatibility rating. And basically, yeah, we've got a very low compatibility rating.
Yeah.
Kylie doesn't sing enough opera.
It's like an online star sign chart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I've had a text in from Tex. He said that Tex is in a text. And he said that, Dan, thanks and enjoying this interview. Quite a remarkable kid. Now, I know that Tex has sent that in while I was interviewing Mark Vincent, but I think it applies with you as well, Petro. So there you go. Now, lovely Adam Stobbs, has sent in his opinion, and he said that, I can't understand what the fuss is about Andrea Rieu. He's not that good. He uses far too much vibrato. Usually that would be a sign of bad pitch technique. And in brackets, he says, remember that there are no frets on a violin, and it's a poor acro, which is bowing technique. So, yeah, good to hear from an expert on musicology.
He's an expert on a lot of things.
Yeah, and I just love the word vibrato. It could be so naughty.
It is.
Now, actually, speaking of violin, the next track that I'm going to play. Now, what do you know about Vanessa May?
Vanessa May. Mm. Fill me in, Dan.
Okay. Well, Vanessa May is one of our violinists, and she's one of those people who kind of did that across. She was one of the, for me, she was one of the first ones to break that that genre between classical and pop, and also did a lot of things called fantasies, sort of basically taking a piece that is made for voice and then building a fantasy around it. What if the voice was a violin, or what if the voice was a cello or whatever? In her case, she plays the violin. So this next track is called The Violin Fantasy on Puccini's Turandot of Nessun Dorma. And we're playing, you know, Variations on a Dream, of course, being Nessun Dorma, meaning none shall sleep. So we'll play that and we'll come back a little bit later with Petro. So thanks for sticking around.
No problem.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. On The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and that was Vanessa May, and she's an amazing musician. She's known for her British pop and classical stuff, especially for her violin work, and she likes to describe herself as violin techno acoustic fusion.
Wow, that's a combination, isn't it?
It is. Petro from Sound Museum is here on the show with me at the moment. And we're just talking about, I suppose, the fusion between your world, pop, and my world, which is sort of, you know, classical and opera and that sort of thing.
When they come together, remarkable things happen.
That's right. Now, they have certainly come together on a particular album, which, Petro, would you like to do the honours?
Yep. The Australia's Got Talent winner, Mark Vincent, who we've just heard an interview with on The Fool and the Opera today, has released his album, My Dream, Moi Vision.
Is that Vision.
Moi Vision.
How I guess the accent would go. Anyway.
That's probably how it goes. Thanks to Sony BMG. So, if you'd like to go into the draw to win that CD, simply...
I think it'll just be second caller.
Oh, second caller?
Yep.
All right. Well, 96992949, that's the number. And you've got to be a Joy member, of course.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for giving that away. Thank you for introducing me to the album as well.
I'm glad I could be of some help.
Now, of course, that's actually all the time that we've got for today. So, thank you for joining me on the show today, Petro.
That's all right.
It was lovely to have you get your insight on what really happens with the young people music these days. And so, that's it. I suppose, as young Mark Vincent would say, I'll catch you next week. Same Fledermaus time, same Fledermaus channel. This has been The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to the Joycast of The Fool and the Opera from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and the program blog at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera. The Fool and the Opera is produced by Dan Vo and Jed Gilbert. Thanks to the support of Joy sponsors and members. Please help support it by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.